You shouldn't need a game plan just to get out of the car. Joint Relief Institute can help you. Fast, non-surgical, immediate pain relief and covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
For our Tuesday Tech Talk today, nationally syndicated tech and life columnist Jennifer Jolly joins us with, among other things, suggestions for Father's Day. Good morning, Jennifer. It's all about electronics for Dad, isn't it?
It is. This year, according to the National Retail Federation, electronics is one of the two fastest growing gift categories. So Dad wants an upgrade this year.
Let's go through some of your suggestions, starting with a baseball cap that is no ordinary cap, is it?
It's called the Light Smart Halo OG1 baseball cap. This hat says that it can convert light to help support hair growth. That's the claim, that the fabric turns sunlight into red and near infrared light for your scalp, and it works just while you're out doing what you're doing, wearing a baseball cap. They're not bad looking, and it says that it's the same kind of red light that those trendy face masks and other hair devices use, except it's passive. There's no charging. There's no on switch. Plus, it's UPF 50 plus sun protection and runs a bit cooler in the heat. Mm-hmm. So, if a hat can help you grow a thicker, healthier head of hair, why not, Dad?
It's a big if. $90. It's the Light Smart Halo OG1 baseball cap. Everybody can use a charger, and the Share Power Charger that you wrote about seems like an interesting gizmo. Tell us about it.
This one's out of Nimble, N-I-M-B-L-E, and it just launched yesterday. This is a two-in-one. It's a 10,000 milliamp battery that snaps apart into two fully independent packs. So you can hand a half of it to your friend, and then you can keep a half of it for yourself, and it fast charges, quick charges your smartphones, your tablets, your laptops. So that's pretty cool to have a battery pack that you can, break mm-hmm. in half mm-hmm. and give one to a friend. I love that.
Yeah, everybody can use the charger. It's just under $80 from Nimble. And I don't know what to make of this Pepper Muscle Activation Suit. It's very pricey. Does this take the place of signing up to a gym, Jennifer?
I have just started using it, and I have to say, I am sore in muscles I didn't even know I had, and I am a very active, very fit human being. So this is the FDA-cleared Pepper Smart Suit. It has 20 electrodes embedded. It looks kind of like a wetsuit that you might put on to go swimming. It has these electrodes embedded kind of right in front of all your major muscle groups that send these pulses to your muscles as you move through simple body weight exercises. I think it feels like kind of an intense massage, but they say it activates up to 90% of your muscle fibers at once and delivers a full hour's worth of strength training in just 20 minutes. So that's a splurge pick on this list, but it's kind of wild, and I'm going to use it for a month, and I'll let you know how it all goes.
Yeah, I'm curious about it. Well, Dad will love you because it cost almost $1,400. The Pepper Muscle Activation Suit. And this is pricey too, this phone you've got on your list, but it's a cool one, the Motorola Razr Fold. Tell us about it.
Everybody's into these foldable phones. It looks like a normal size smartphone, but then it unfolds to a roomy 8-inch screen. The battery is the biggest in any U.S. foldable. This is the Motorola Razr Fold. The battery alone lasts 43 plus hours. And the camera is one of the best I've ever seen on any smartphone ever. You fold it into tent mode. It stands on its own to watch a game or take a video call hands-free. This thing is fun. It's new technology. The screens aren't perfect. But if Dad has been begging for a foldable phone and you've got a spare $1,900 for him, maybe the whole family pools in on this together.
Yeah.
This is an amazing gift.
And finally, the robot mower. Are there a lot of these on the market now?
There are a ton of them. And I did the Great American Mow-Off, where I reviewed some of the best in the entire world. This Mammotion Luba 3 all-wheel drive robot mower starts around $2,100. Is a beast of a robot mower. I think it looks really cool. It looks like a little race car. There's no boundary wires. You map your yard with a few taps and an app. And this uses LiDAR, GPS, and AI vision to navigate all around your yard, keep your grass mowed, dodge obstacles, even climb steep slopes. It's whisper quiet. We set ours to work between midnight and 5 a.m., 7 days a week. Our lawn has never looked so good.
I'm sure you're the envy of all the neighbors. $2,100. You know what? People are going to want more information on all of these items. They're going to want information repeated. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to post our conversation on our show page at WGNRadio.com a little after 10 today. In the meantime, you can also go to Jennifer Jolly's website, techish.com, T-E-C-H-I-S-H, techish.com, for all of the details and the links.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Talking with Jennifer Jolly, who writes about and talks about technology trends. And we want to talk about this new Siri, Jennifer, because I know you tested it out. It's not a new app or a download you have to do. You don't have to set up an account. You summon it the way you always have. But it's an all-new Siri AI. What did you make of this?
Yeah, this launches in beta to the general public in July, and then will come out most likely around mid-September when Apple's new hardware comes out, when their new line of phones and everything comes out. So I think it's one of those upgrades we've been waiting for forever, and I think it's pretty amazing. I mean, honestly, you can do so many things. It works, first of all, it works across a whole bunch of apps. So you can ask it to, find a piece of information, like what podcast did my friend recommend last week? And it'll search through every message that you have and find that information and pull it up. There's no scrolling. There's no hunting. You can say, hey, Siri, what am I supposed to take camping next week? It'll search your emails for that information. It knows who your friends are. It knows who your family is. And it gets that information. It'll work across every single app that you allow it to. You can go in and opt out of specific apps. But it's one of those things, Bob, I really feel like once people get used to it, they're going to wonder how they ever lived without it.
Is this going to hike up the cost of phones a lot?
We don't think this will hike up the cost of phones. Apple sticks pretty close to their, raising prices maybe by $100, but usually keeping it pretty much the same as last year or the year before. Now, one point to make, the new Siri AI will only work on iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Plus, the 16s and the 17s. So it is definitely a push to buy a new phone. So for that, yeah, Apple's going to make a lot of money.
All right, before we let you go, I have to ask you about what you wrote recently, headline, Make It Stop, End Spam Calls for Good. Can't wait to hear about this. Now, is this for iPhones and Androids, Jennifer?
Yes. My article starts with iPhones, but then I have Androids, Pixel Call Screen, Samsung Smart Call. And these features work very similarly across devices. But this all came to be because my husband was getting a dozen spam calls every single day. And I kept saying, there's ways to turn that off. There's ways to turn that off. I finally sat down and just did it for him one night. And I walk you through exactly what I did. And it has ended all the spam calls, the peace that we have in our lives now because of this. But step one, you just turn on ask reason for calling. Your phone has to be able to run iOS 26 or newer. I walk you through exactly how to do that. You can silence unknown callers. You can turn on your spam filter and add carrier level fixes. And these, again, work across devices. I walk you through exactly how to do it at techish.com.
Okay. Everybody is going to want this list now. How do we get your list so we can do this?
Go to techish, T-E-C-H-I-S-H.com. I ask you to subscribe. You can skip that and just read the article, or you can subscribe for free, or you can subscribe with some actual dollars behind that. That's how I do what I do. That's mm-hmm. how we all of us journalists, Bob, this is how we're making a living these days.
Mm-hmm.
If you subscribe, you get an email directly to your inbox and you get all kinds of other goodies. But by all means, do whatever you can. I post almost an article a day at this point, and it's all the same stuff I've been doing for the Today Show and USA Today for the past bajillion years.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I'm looking at your instructions for iPhone and Android, and if you have this in front of you, it's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah. I try to make my to-dos like reading a recipe for cooking. You know, I want to be able to do it by following my own list. So yeah, it's surprisingly easy. You do just have to kind of know where to look in your settings
mm-hmm.
and then what to switch on, what to leave off.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be updated, right? Your operating system.
Yeah, you do. You have to be iOS 26, which is the latest operating system. Apple did announce at WWDC iOS 27, but that's not available to everybody. It's in beta right now.
Jennifer Jolly, all right. Once again, it's techish.com, T-E-C-H-I-S-H.com. Techish.com. We'll also post this conversation later at WGNRadio.com. Always interesting, entertaining, and informative, Jennifer Jolly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you again soon.